Tea gardens are taking extra precautions as a second wave totaling nearly 200,000 daily infections forced lockdowns in Mumbai this week and heightened fears across the country. In March, the daily count was under 15,000 across India. Nine states, including tea-growing regions Kerala and Karnataka, this week reported their highest ever daily count. The virus is now killing more than 1,000 daily. West Bengal, which includes Kolkata, recorded its highest single-day spike of 4,800 cases this week. The state's death count is 10,400, about 10 times greater than Assam. West Bengal is inoculating more than 100,000 people a day. Assam, which produces the largest quantity of tea in India, is faring much better with 1,023 active cases. The state has reported 221,000 cases and 1,119 deaths since the onset of the pandemic. Business Insight. Dry weather in West India is causing greater havoc than the coronavirus right now, driving down yield and idling workers and factories. The Global Tea Initiative at the University of California, Davis, will host the second in its Talking About Tea series from 3 to 5 p.m. Friday, April 23rd. The virtual presentation on myths, legends, and anecdotes includes research papers, presentations on tea poetry, and early writings about tea, with a review of tea gardens of London in the 17th and 18th century. The GTI website has more than 30 presentations available for viewing. Founding director Catherine Burnett said this will be a, quote, more casual, conversational, end quote, event than the first session in January. She said people will be able to chat with each other and comment and network and share ideas, learn from each other, and get that kind of personal engagement that you can do on site. Admission to the Zoom event is free. Visit globaltea.ucdavis.edu to register. Tea imports spike in Pakistan. The pandemic boosted tea imports by 27% to 171.5 metric tons for the 8 months ending February 2021. The value of tea imports grew 17% compared to the same period ending in February of 2020. Pakistan ranks third among the tea importing nations, spending more than $500 million on tea annually, according to the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics. The Bureau recorded a 20% increase in the country's trade deficit last year, lending new urgency to reducing foreign exchange outflow. Pakistan has grown small quantities of tea since 1958, but until recently it was less costly to import tea from India. Due to border hostilities, India no longer ships tea direct to Pakistan. Business Insight. Last week, the Guzaw Tea Association in China offered to assist Pakistan grow more tea locally, utilizing cultivars' expertise and machinery from China to produce broken leaf black tea. 5 years ago in Morocco, Guzaw began working with the local blenders and packers to create a profitable local brand in North Africa. Quote, "We can make breakthroughs in technology and increase productivity," said GTAC Secretary General Xu Jimin. In Guzaw, small farmers rely on an enterprise-driven model that could find success in Pakistan. The pandemic forced the cancellation of qualifying rounds and limited appearances at exhibitions to a single event during the 2021 cycle, but the Tea Masters Cup concluded successfully at the recent Coffee, Tea, and Cacao Russian Expo in Moscow. 61 Tea Masters competed in tasting and tea preparation categories that were modified to prevent sharing cups. Nikolai Dolji, the reigning tea tasting champion, successfully defended his top ranking by identifying every outlier when presented with 6 sets of 3 infusions in 3 minutes. Olga Alessio Dinico won the tea preparation category, besting 16 contenders in preparing 2 teas.